She is unsurprised when crossover hits struggle, whereas Ms. Jade's American side related to crazy rich Asians, she says her Chinese side found it over the top and even fantastical. Chinese audiences like to see romantic heroes showing their love in subtle ways, she says. It might be how he serves her food. State planners are playing a role. China opened 9,303 cinema screens last year, says IHS Market, a consultancy. Government targets are for 80,000 screens nationwide by 2020, up from 60,000 today. Some will struggle amid an oversupply of screens and a shortage of good titles. But expansion has boosted the clout of smaller cities where audiences relish films with local themes. Modern China's first big American import, The Fugitive, starring Harrison Ford, was allowed into just six cities in 1994. It prompted a spat between state film distributors that took on a nationalist edge. One distributor grumbled about using socialist money to fatten the capitalist pig. Officials still resist Hollywood's charms. A rampant piracy problem is largely resolved, but quotas continue to limit the number of foreign films shown each year. President Donald Trump's trade negotiators are trying to improve Hollywood's market access. Foreign studios preemptively pander to China's censors, avoiding taboo subjects like Tibet. The Chinese version of Bohemian Rhapsody, a biopic about Freddie Mercury, a flamboyant musician, excised most references to his sexuality. Ms. Jade says she is proud to work in today's assertive, self-confident China. Unbidden, she pays tribute to one-party rule. When tackling environmental challenges, democracy kind of slows things down, she says. Ms. Jade questions the idea that censorship makes for bad movies. Sometimes having limitations forces people to be more creative. She is in the right place.